Mike Kelly is here. Of course, you hear him on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings at 9 here on KSRO. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. Looking forward to the holiday, as we all are, I think.
Yeah, I think we're going to. I'm just fascinated by that Hershey Kisses thing where they're The tops are broken off, so people can't bake their. It's offensive that I can't have my little swirl on my cookie.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong. I think it's going to be very similar to when Coke tried to get rid of the old recipe and come out with the new recipe.
Yes.
Just a little marketing thing, and then the regular Kisses will be back before we know it.
Yes, we like regular Kisses.
Yes, we do.
Well, great. So the real estate market is very interesting right now. So
yeah, I wanted to talk about where we're at as we sort of end the year. Is it on a high note or on another note?
I think it's on another note. If you look at what's going on, the sales have been pretty dramatically dropping for the last 3 or 4 months. And I think a lot of that has to do with, the cost just simply of the product. Our affordability is not all-encompassing. There's only one in five can afford to buy based on the median home price.
What is the median home price right now, Mike?
Right now, it's just over $600,000. So it hit the high of $700,000 back in, June. And now it's, down around $615,000, which is good. I mean, that'll bring more people into it. But that simply only means, Pat, that the median home price is kind of where the action is in the marketplace. So if that median's dropping, that means there's not much going on above that.
What's the supply like right now, Mike?
Supply is, even though people are saying the inventory's up 30-40% over last year at this time, we only have 800 listings for the entire county. So, there was a time when we used to have 25,000 to 3,000, listings out there.
Yeah, wow.
We've talked about it before on the show that I think that there's a whole bunch of sociological and demographic numbers behind why we have so little listings right now. The average people sell their home now every 11 years, so that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But, the whole fire thing, I know you wanted to chat about the lots and what's going on there. The Northwest area looks like it's pretty well on track. They're building over there like crazy. That's the Coffee Park area.
Yes.
And there's very little actually on the market in the Northwest right now. I think those homes that have come in, those lots that came on, have pretty well been snatched up, and they're going to be building, pretty much homes for the homeowner. We'll see how many really spec houses are in that area.
Yeah, but, investment properties.
Yeah, and when you look at how many were on the market versus how many are actually, the Northwest area, there's only 26 lots now on the market versus the Northeast area, which encompasses Fountain Grove, Larkfield, the Mark West area, Reedy Valley. There's 171 lots for sale.
Wow, that's significant. And who buys them is very significant, too.
That's the million-dollar question, in my opinion, because we had 334 sales of lots since last November, about 2 or 3 weeks after the fire. So when you go from back then to today, there's been about 334 sales, and the average price in the Northeast area there've been about $275,000, versus the average price in the Northwest. Coffee Park is $190, and even that's pushing it, for the Northwest, because you're working on a much tighter, conformity square footage, because you just can't go crazy and build a monster house next to houses that'll be, selling for the medium home price.
Right, right.
But the Northeast is, they're all over the place. I mean, them 250 to 2 or 3 million, some of the lots that were, the homes that were lost. And it'll be really interesting, Pat. I mean, we've had 334 sales, so we're anticipating come the spring, the summertime, we're going to have either a slew of multi-million-dollar properties hitting the market.
Well, you've got the spring is that seasonal change in the real estate market. And then, you know, come October, that's the 2 year period. And that's
exactly,
you know, insurance when the insurance companies stop paying for those homeowners to live elsewhere, and decisions are going to have to be made by a lot of people.
Yeah, I know. You know, I get friends who are getting, you know, $12,000-$15,000 a month rental.
Yeah.
You know, and then I said, you can pay that? They said, no.
Yeah.
But then again, they yet to even get their plans for their house. So I think a lot of you're going to see a lot of, you know, this is going to force a lot of people's hands in the next 3 or 4 months. We're going to see more lots hit the market, or people are going to say, fine, you know, let's start pulling the trigger and get the building. But, you know, they're not going to make the schedule, because I've got friends who are building not that, you know, incredible homes at maybe 3,000 square feet. But they're taking like 9 months to have them built.
Yeah.
So, you know, these folks are going to be up against it. It's going to be really interesting to see the scrambling that's going to go on, where then again, they may be buying, you know, more homes in the spring, summer, because of that anticipated, you know, October deadline. So it's going to either be an incredible year next year, a very eclectic year, a lot of million-dollar properties hitting the market, a lot of people pulling the trigger and buying probably the mid and upper range homes.
Yeah, are there those kinds of homes left to buy?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, and it showed it this year in the sales. I mean, the million-dollar sales were up dramatically versus last year, Pat. You know, but they kind of died off in the last 3 months. But they were up tremendously. There was one time, when you looked at the total market, when you looked at the million-dollar market, there was like a 45-point spread between activity.
Wow.
So that market was very strong. And most of the people, you know, I've sold a number of properties of folks who lost their homes. They come in, they buy the property, and then they have their contractor come in and just totally redo it.
Yeah.
You know, to make it like what they had before. So we're going to see a lot of that. You know, there's plenty of areas that were not, you know, touched by the fire, that are in that price point. But, you know, but I think because of the lot selling, 334 lots have sold.
That's a bunch. Yeah.
And it's going to be really interesting to see what these people can bring home, the product. I mean, we're talking maybe 345, 365 a square foot. So you pay maybe $300,000 or $500,000 for a lot, you're going to be spending $1.2 million to $1.4 million for a house. So now you're looking at $1.9 million, $2 million. I don't know if we have the market for that. That's going to be really interesting to see how that shakes
out. And when you were talking about Coffee Park lots going, you know, being sold at this stage of the game, and that many of those sales are going to, you know, owner-occupied homes, and, you know, there were a lot of renters in Coffee Park. Lots of renters.
Yeah.
And so
a lot of renters.
It makes you wonder where those folks are going to go, and also, you know, how the timber and the landscape are going to change.
It'll be interesting to see what the medium home price will be at Coffee Park once all of it does settle.
What do you see, Mike, as you look forward to 2019 in terms of the real estate market here?
Well, I think affordability, hopefully, you know, if the market is shifting now, and we're starting to see, you know, it's really interesting. There's a thing I track, Pat, between the list price and the sales price. And there was at one time, $150,000 spread. That's down to like $35,000 now. So the people are putting their homes on the market at a more realistic price. The sales, you know, the medium home price, even though it's coming down, it seems still to be kind of holding. We haven't seen any dramatic, you know, like falling, and there's nothing on the horizon to me that shows if that's going to happen. You know, the only thing that's going to happen next year is going to be the unknown, which is who's going to be putting these million-dollar properties on the market. Are they going to be discounted? I mean, what's that going to do? Is Coffee Park going to come online with sales? You know, there's a lot of unknowns in that regard. There's a lot of new home subdivisions that are right now just dying for buyers because the buyer demand has dropped considerably, and they're really hurting out there. I mean, I have one agent who, for her broker's open house, was offering a chance to win a trip to Puerto Vallarta.
Wow.
So, you know, we're getting to the level now where people are really enticing, you know, the buyers. So if you're a buyer right now, Pat, I mean, I would look at the new home stuff first because you could get a heck of a deal there.
Well, speaking of investments, it seems like today, Mike, it's real estate is looking pretty good as an investment as opposed to the stock market. So, you know, there's another reason for success in the real estate market right there. Well, I'm happy that you were here, Mike, and to talk to us about the year-end roundup in terms of real estate. And there's going to be a lot to talk about once we switch the calendar to January, too.
You got it. Have a great holiday, Pat.
Happy holidays to you, Mr. Kelly. We'll talk to you on Sunday morning.
You got it, Pat.
All right. That's Mike Kelly, who hosts the Real Estate Hour at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings right here on KSRO.